Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight!
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests, but let's start with the intro and let's get the show on the road. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy.
It's the Reality Roundtable night on the Rad Reality Show Network, and I'm so happy y'all have clicked your way here to be with us tonight, which is January 10th, 2012. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight with the Women of Survivor Philippines. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. And neither one of us bite, so if you'd like to call in and ask a question to any of the lovely ladies joining us tonight from Survivor Philippines, all of you have to do is pick up your phone and dial 1-347-237-5506. You'll hear a recording that prompts you to press 1 if you'd like to be put into the host queue. That's all you need to do. So just call in, talk to us, join the fun. And we'd love to hear what you have to say, what questions you have for the ladies. Join us tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Paul, before we have the ladies join us, I don't know exactly what time they'll be calling in, but I have a question for you. I know we talked earlier today, and I want to find out what you think your favorite reality show of early 2013 is going to be. I know you've been watching a few of them. You've got a few of them marked on your calendar that's going to be coming up. What do you think your early 2013 reality show fave is going to be?
I know I can answer to make you very happy.
No, because I don't know if that's going to be my favorite. I don't know.
Okay. No, there's what I'm referencing for the listeners is Jerry was a huge fan of the old Joe Schmo show, and when she saw it coming back, she was very excited. And so that is one that I'm watching. But I am – now, did you say just returning or a brand-new show? I'm sorry.
Any of them.
So, okay. Well,
early 2013, whether it's new, old.
Nope. This is a premiere episode, premiere of the third season, and I had just recorded it and watched it today, and it did not disappoint, and it's the return of Mob Wives, the third season of Mob Wives. When you said we don't bite, I was going to make a reference saying something like, yeah, I'm no Renee. So that one started off with quite a volatile first episode, and it looks very promising for that. But so that right off the top of my head, maybe because it's what I just watched most recently.
I have to agree.
How about yourself?
I love Mob Wives. Well, Mob Wives is definitely one of my favorite shows. It's something that we've watched since its very first show, and we've gotten kind of close to those ladies, having, you know, them come on our show and chat with us. And it's just a fun show to watch. They sort of let you in their lives and show you what's really happening. And it's a fun show to watch. There's a lot of volatile, things happening in their lives. We got to see that Renee's house got broken into, which really shocked me. On the very first episode, early on in the show, we see that her house was broken into. And to me, that's scary. You know, to come home and find that your house has been broken into. Both her and her son's bedrooms were ransacked. Her Bible was even shredded. That's scary to me. And so, that show is an incredible show. You mentioned Joe Schmo. There's some exciting reality shows coming up. Vanderpump Rules is another one coming up.
Talked about.
Right. So there's some really interesting reality shows coming out that I think we're all going to be checking out.
the one other thing real quickly that happened in that premiere, Mob Wives, is we have a new Mob Wives, and her name is Love Majewski, and she looks like she could be a real good addition. What do you think?
I agree. Yeah, she's going to be, something that, it's going to be a little different getting used to a new Mob Wives character, but I think she's going to be one to be reckoned with.
That's not a good sign, switchboard-wise.
I know, I just saw that.
And I was trying to remember, did we not have, wasn't one of the ladies from that area code?
Yes.
We didn't...
I know who that was. And I.
Okay. All right. Well, the other one that I did watch, it's only been one episode from MTV, is Buck Wild. And I didn't mention it being a favorite, so I'm not going to go to that extent, but I'm going to certainly watch it for a second episode. Did you happen to catch that new series?
I did. I think that, that's going to be an interesting one to see. I know that the governor of West Virginia was really not very happy with that show being broadcast.
It's reminiscent of all the pre-stuff about Jersey Shore. The same thing happened then, remember?
Right. Here she is. She's back. We have one of our Survivor Philippines guests ready to join us, and I'm so excited to introduce her. Let's bring her up and have her join us now. Dana, thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Terry?
Real good. So glad to hear your voice again. How have you been?
I've been good.
Great. We were just talking about some of the reality shows that's coming up and is sort of hitting the airwaves early in 2013. Do you have any favorites that you've been watching? Do you watch much TV?
I don't really watch a lot of reality, actually. I watch a lot of Discovery Channel. I like a lot of Man vs. Wild and Dole Survivor and all that jazz.
Well, wait a minute. Hey, Dana, it's Paul. Glad you're back.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. The Amish shows, aren't those, the Amish, excuse me, aren't those all on the Discovery, Jerry?
The Amish gang wars?
The Amish Mafia is currently
on. Amish Mafia, yeah. Yeah, I've not seen that one yet. I watched the Alaskan Frontier.
I like that.
Well,
and There's one that my husband and I have been watching. I'm not sure what channel it's on, but it's one that where they show you three different homes that a buyer is going to be able to look at in the Alaska area.
Buying Alaska.
Buying Alaska, that's it. Yes.
Yeah,
and
those houses.
I love that show.
I know.
Well,
yeah, Sitka, Alaska, I think is where that is.
I don't watch that one, Sherry, and I know I've mentioned this one before when it came on the first season. It's also on Discovery. The one that I have started watching again is Bering Sea Gold. How about that one, Dana?
No, but Gold Rush. I like Gold Rush.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm not seeing the other one.
Yeah.
And
no,
Moonshiners,
Discovery
I
has...
like that one.
I like Moonshiners, too.
Oh.
You know, Zane says it's filmed there in Danville, Virginia.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know why. I assumed it was. I didn't think. Is Danville in the in the Blue Ridge, in the Appalachians?
Yeah,
sir. Mm-hmm.
Little bit.
Well,
but there on the
this
coast,
is
has a lot going on for being such a small town.
I'm telling you, and I've been there, and it is small.
He said that you came out to visit.
Yeah,
I've seen
I
some of the pictures.
Yeah.
And
that's then last
so
week
cool.
He came here and we hung out.
Really?
Here. Yeah, me and Zane are buddies. That's kind of my boy
so cool.
from Survivor.
Yeah, I
well,
think that's so cool. You guys only 45 minutes apart. That's
yeah, it's pretty ironic to be so close to one another, you know, and to do something as crazy as Survivor and then come back and be like, well. We can really hang out. Like this is going to be easy. So we have, yeah.
And
we have
you two fit
together.
So well together. I mean, personality wise.
Yeah, we're crazy together for sure.
Have you ever seen Farm Kings?
No, I don't think I have.
That one's from out there. Where was that? That one's from out. I think that's up north a little bit. That was up near Pittsburgh. But that was another one that. There was like 10 kids in the family, 9 boys and 1 girl, and they all grow, chemical-free.
Like organic foods?
Organic foods on the farm and sell it, and it's just a really cool show to see them work so hard on their farm. Their mom, the father... I don't know exactly what happened. I missed the beginning, early seasons of it. But the father is not there. The mother is there. And they just work so hard. It's just a really interesting show to see them. You know, you actually see, you know, how the drought affected them. And, you know, just everything about the farm and organic growing and,
yeah, that's kind of how the Alaskan frontier is. Like, they completely live off the land. They have to catch everything that they eat and farm everything that they eat. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you really see how there, you know, so many people live off the grid. You know, they
yeah.
get their
especially
electricity.
Especially in Alaska.
Yeah, they get their electricity by using solar panels, and they have their water is either well water or they have to have it brought in and,
I love the
you know,
idea
put in.
Of that.
I know. I mean,
it sounds awesome to me. I would love
and
it.
And then, you know, they either have outhouses or they have the type of toilets where it incinerates it. I mean, you know, life is different up there. And,
you know, I was teasing Jill and I told her, I said, you know, if I win this $1 million on Survivor, I'm going to become a goat farmer. She's like, oh, you're not. I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah. A beekeeper and a goat farmer. We're going to be living on a homestead.
That
like,
would be
not
so
yeah,
cool.
The Amazing Race, the Beekman boys are goat farmers, the winners of the last Amazing Race.
Oh, really?
Yes,
yep.
They were.
That's interesting.
They both lost their jobs during, you know, this last, you know, sort of recession, and they decided that they were going to sort of live off the farm, and they decided to do just that. They bought goats and they became
wow.
goat farmers and quite successful at it, apparently. They were doing pretty well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I would do it too.
I was also going to mention that I have a ancestry, a history to North Carolina. My ancestors, actually pre-revolutionary, before American Revolution, settled down up just northwest of Lexington, North Carolina. You find it hard to find, but it's a little place called Reed's Crossing.
Interesting. Actually from Arkansas originally. I've only been in North Carolina for about 5 years.
Oh, okay.
My dad actually lived in Blytheville. Can you
believe
that, Dana?
That's crazy. I mean, that town is, what, 2,000 people maybe?
I know.
I probably know him then.
I lived there when I was 11 for about a year.
Are you serious?
I did.
I bet you couldn't wait to get out, huh?
The skating rink was about the only place to go.
Hey, I wore the skating rink out, let me tell you.
You and me both.
Camp by the time I left Blytheville.
It's the only place to go.
That was actually in my Survivor video that I did.
Was it really, Dana?
Yeah, I had my 32nd birthday party at a skating rink. We did like a 90s theme. And, yeah, so I put it in my video.
Oh, my gosh. I actually learned how to skate dance there because that was the only place to go in Blytheville. And I actually did like a little dance to Lion Sleeps Tonight.
That's funny.
Yeah,
only four wheels. I can't do inline skating to save my life. Like,
same here.
I think I'm too old school.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that I couldn't believe that when I saw that you were from there. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you've been out of there for 5 years, you said?
Well, I lived in Memphis before that, so probably about 7-8 years I've not lived in Blytheville. But my whole family's still there, like my parents and my grandparents and my brother and all of them, they still live there.
Wow.
But not me.
You made it out.
Small. Yeah, I like the South still, but it's just a little bit too small for me.
Yeah, I can understand. Oh, my goodness.
I was just wondering how you ended up in North Carolina then.
I met a girl, and she lived in Memphis, and she was going to optometry school, and I just moved there about a year before, and we met, and then she graduated, and she's from North Carolina, so we traveled and did interns. We lived in D.C. for a while, and went to Whiteville, North Carolina, which is a pretty small town, too, and lived there for 3 months, and then we just kind of tossed a coin and said, well, where do we want to live in North Carolina? So we ended up here. And she bought a practice and she bought a house, and we'll probably be here forever now. We're here, like for sure, here now.
It sounds like a really nice place to live, though.
It is. It's really pretty and, you know, just enough in town to get around and still, you know, out in the country a little bit. It's not so bad.
Yeah. I've talked to a few other people that live there, and it seems like a really, really nice place to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can head east to the coast, to the Atlantic coast, and, you know, it's not the Blue Ridge are not the Rockies by any means, but they're beautiful up there. I don't know if you've had much chance to travel up to the Blue Ridge, but I remember I was stationed in the Army for about a year and a half in Fayetteville, at Fort Bragg. And several times we took little road trips up to the Blue Ridge, and it was just delightful up there.
It is really pretty. Yeah, I've hiked in the Blue Ridge a little bit because we lived in Asheville for 2 years, and it's 5 minutes from Asheville to enter the Blue Ridge. Like, it's. I used to take the dogs there all the time. It's so pretty. I love it there. But I'm about, I'm about 4 hours away from it now.
We have another one of our guests that just called in. So I'm going to bring her up live with us now. Miss Angie Layton is with us from Survivor Philippines. Thank you for calling, Angie. How are you?
You're welcome. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Hey, how's it going, Angie? Dana.
Hey. Good. How are you guys?
What's up?
Angie, I hear that you just graduated.
From what?
That was Katie that just graduated.
I'm
getting you girls all confused.
Congratulations.
I'm getting you girls all confused already.
No, I think Katie just graduated.
Katie just graduated last night.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll be hearing from her because I think
she's at work
still,
right now, actually.
She's what?
She's at work right now.
Oh, is she?
Uh-huh.
Aww.
She wanted to be here, though.
Doggone it. I thought she might still be, you know, oftentimes when you graduate, that's such a big time in your life that, it's a few days worth of partying. Yeah, so I thought, I was thinking she might not be able to call in because of that, but she's actually back at work already. Wow.
Yep, she is, I know. She's a hard worker.
That's a responsible girl there.
Mhm.
So, what have you been up to, Angie?
Just going to school and modeling, and just got done with all the Survivor stuff. That's about it.
And what kind of modeling are you doing?
I'm with an agency here in Utah, and so I just do whatever comes my way. You know, I've done things from Sony this past like couple months to like wedding dresses, just different things, just any jobs that I get.
Wow, that's got to be exciting.
It's really fun. I really like it.
Danny, you're back with us.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry, my phone hung up.
It's okay.
Not good with this technology.
It's okay.
What are y'all talking about?
You?
You were not at all.
Hey, by the way, I will introduce myself. I'm up here with Cherry as co-host. Welcome into the show, Angie.
Thank you.
I told last week we had Zane come on, and it was so much fun, and I had to confess to him that I'm going to stop doing it, but I would pick people that I thought were my favorites. And 2 years running, every time I pick my favorites, they go out first. I have to also confess that you were one of my early favorites, too. So I apologize for I apologize for being a jinx.
It's okay. I forgive you. I'm a forgiving person.
I bet Zane was disappointed it wasn't him.
Zane's everybody's favorite, so he doesn't count.
Yes, yeah, that's true. It's my boy.
I love him.
So, I was going to try to talk with Zane the last time. I guess, was it last week that you guys talked to Zane? And I didn't make it.
Yes, he was on last week. And
but I heard all about it last weekend, let me tell you.
We had a great time with him. He is so sweet. And
yeah, he is a pretty cool guy.
He stayed on with us. And it was just him, and he stayed on with us for the entire hour and a half. I think maybe even went to probably closer to 2 hours. And
oh, my gosh.
A great time. I couldn't believe he stayed that long with us. But he just was amazing as far as answering questions. We had a lot of questions coming from our chat room. And he just stayed with us as long as we, you know, asked him to, and answered questions, chatted with us, just so sweet and amazing. We really enjoyed him a lot.
Yeah, he's pretty fun.
Gotta love his accent, too. Love it.
Like, you're trying to make fun of country people?
I love it. I think it's cool. It's really cute.
He's a doll.
So where are you from originally, Cherry?
St. Louis, Missouri. Still there.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Paul?
Wow.
Paul from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I like that place.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Angie, I had muted my microphone and I just wandered away for a bit, but I did hear you. Yes, I am Paul from Minnesota. I've I was born there, but I've lived many, many places all over the country. And I've been, we were talking about Alaska just a bit ago, and I was just going to mention that's one of the few states that I've never been to, in addition to Washington and Oregon, but actually been in every single other state. So how long have you been in Utah?
My whole life, unfortunately. But
well,
liking
why
here.
Do you
it's
say,
fun.
Are
I'm
you,
just ready
are you,
to get out of here and just kind of like, I really want to go to California or somewhere, get, you know, a different part of life going, but it's fun. It's really nice here, but, you know, I'm ready to move on a little bit.
Do you have, like friends or anything out in California, or are they all your friends kind of stuck around at home?
All of them are here, but I know people out there, but it's just a big, hard move, you know? Just don't know if I can do it. I don't know.
It's a big move to move away from home after you've been, you know, somewhere for that long. But sometimes it's a big adventure. It's a lot of fun to,
yeah,
to
exactly.
take that big, bold move. And I know that Dawson has just moved out to Hollywood. And,
oh, yeah?
I'm hoping that she'll be calling in tonight soon. She has just taken her first acting lesson. And I think she's going for it out there, and I can't wait to hear about that. So I'm hoping to hear from her tonight and find out what that was like for her.
How cool. That's awesome.
So tell me about, Angie, what was your, summarize your experience out there in L.A. for the finale. What was that like for you?
It was really fun. I was so happy to see everybody and hang out and just get to know people that I didn't get to know before. But, yeah, it was really, really fun. It was a great experience.
Well, I'm sure after you got off the show that you found, similar to Zane, that there was a lot of people that would recognize you and come up to you. But it must have been a totally different experience to walk on stage with that big crowd. How was that, nerve-wracking or fun?
I was sitting right next to her and I was like scared the whole time. I'm like, oh my gosh. But after he asked me that question, I was like, okay, now I'm fine. Ask me again so I can actually speak more. But it was fine. I mean, I'm kind of used to, like, you know, pageants and stuff. It doesn't scare me. It's just talking is what kind of makes me nervous. But it was really fun. I want to do it again.
I was going to ask you about the pageants, Angie. When was the last time you participated in one of the pageants?
Miss Teen USA? No, I did after Miss Teen USA, I did America's Perfect Teen, and I got first runner-up. It was a national pageant. It was a year after Miss Teen USA. And then I did Survivor that coming year. So, yeah.
And you were third runner-up in Miss Teen USA?
Yeah, Miss Teen USA is third runner-up. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How many
girls
participate in that? That has to be huge.
There was 50 in Miss Teen USA.
Wow.
Yep, in both pageants. So it's fun.
So that's narrowed down then, so one girl per state is chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Yeah.
How's that process eliminated down to being chosen the one girl that represents your state?
Well, you do the pageant for your state. Is that what you're asking, like, how you win the state crown?
Wow.
Or at Miss Teen USA, how it gets narrowed down?
So,
I'm not laughing at you, Angie. There's a very entertaining person, I will call her, in our chat room, who said she came in 2,524th in Miss Teen USA.
Wow.
Interesting.
She's our chat room, I won't say comedian, but she keeps us all amused. She's one of our favorites in our chat room. She's adorable.
Nice.
We have a lot of great fans. What was the one thing that you think, Angie, you would have asked? I think we may have asked this when Dana was on before. What was the one thing that you think you would have asked on the reunion show that didn't get asked by Jeff Probst?
I wish you would have asked to explain the cookie thing. So I could explain why I said it, but...
That it was taken out of context, like out of context on television, you mean? Like when he said it?
Yeah.
Like when he asked you about it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that was explained very well either.
Well, everybody loved it anyway, so it didn't matter.
I know. I had people, everywhere trying to give me cookies. I got sick of them at one point. But it's been nice.
Sick someone gave
them,
you cookies at the reunion, didn't they?
Yeah.
Can you get a bag of cookies?
Like, two super fans gave me just a big thing of cookies. I was like, thank you. You know, I ate them. Yeah, I loved them, so it's all good. Hope they didn't poison them.
There's definitely worse things to be remembered by than cookies, so I guess it could be worse.
That's pretty funny.
So what was one of your favorite moments from Survivor?
Me or Dana?
Who?
Either one of you.
Angie, you go first. Think about it.
Well, I was only there for 9 days, so let's see. My favorite part was when the sun came out and we were a happy day. Other than that, it was pretty miserable. And I was sad the whole time, but that was really fun when the sun came out and we were tanning and laying on the beach. That's about it.
When you're playing the game.
I'm sorry, but we were for Matt Singh. I mean, we lost every single challenge. There was really no positive thing moments for us.
Yeah, that had to be pretty rough.
What about you, Dana?
Oh, just winning challenges was fun.
I think that felt great.
You know, being good at challenges, that was all right, too. But, I mean, the actual game, being there on the island, it's pretty miserable. I mean, it rains the whole time, and you're hungry, and, you know, you're sleeping on bamboo, which is, like, something I'll never, ever do again. But
that had to be the most uncomfortable thing in the world to sleep on.
Yeah, I woke up with bruises, like, all over my body.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no fun. But, I mean, the experience itself was fun, you know.
And so, Angie, what did you think about the three returning players? And after you answer that, what did you think
about...
Can
I be honest? Or...
Sure, absolutely. That's what we're here for.
No one can hear this, right? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had watched a lot of the seasons, but I was really familiar with Russell. And so when we got him, I was just like, we're screwed. That's really what I thought. To be honest, I just thought he was just a people pleaser, kind of, and, like, I didn't really think he was a role model, really, like, a good leader, I guess, when I watched him in Samoa, and so I really wasn't excited to get him, and I didn't really know Penner, and I didn't know much about Scoopin, so I was just, like, great, and blue is, like, my least favorite color, so I just kind of, I was hoping for the best, but I kind of had a feeling we were going to suck, and
all the odds
were
going to get you,
I know.
Blue, Swan,
Russ,
Rain.
Well, I was happy to get Penner, actually. I was pretty stoked about it. That's exactly who I wanted, and I got him. But then I was scared to work with him because he was such a threat. And I had Jeff, and Jeff was, he wanted Penner gone, and I was like, well, I can't be at Penner's alliance. He's going to be the first one out. So it didn't really work.
Dana, you had to be very torn then, because I know you and Jeff sort of clicked, but then you liking Penner, that had to be really tough.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I wanted to do a female launch anyways, but I was going to stick with the guys until it didn't feel safe anymore.
But I know Penner really took care of you when you were sick. You know, when the cameras came back and you were curled up on Penner's lap, I was just like, my heart was
broken
for you.
What are you talking about?
You.
Oh, yeah, that was on television, wasn't it? Yay. Yeah.
I felt so bad for you.
Well, I was, when Cherry asked Angie what she thought about the three returning players, I was going to make a smart-ass comment and say something about she probably wishes that Russell wasn't the one she got. It sounds like that is exactly how you felt. But, yeah, he seemed to, at least in the edits that we saw early on, he seemed to be getting a lot of the blame for a lot of the discontent and on that. Was that how it actually was? Did you perceive
totally.
That he caused a lot of disharmony?
Oh yeah, especially in like the first challenge, it was really like his fault. But we needed him because he's a returning player. He knew the game. You know, we needed him. He was a strong player at that time. But you know, it's like a love-hate relationship.
All right. So in the editing, we certainly saw, and it happens every Survivor, it seems, we certainly saw in the editing that it was perceived that your friendship with Malcolm was a threat to both of you two. Did you even think about that early on, or were you just like, I'm miserable and I like to have this friend close to me during all this terrible weather and food, lack of food? And how did that go in your head?
Well, me and him weren't the real alliance. The real alliance was him and Denise. And me and him, we really didn't even hang out during the day. I mean, we talked and stuff, but when it came down to, like, sleeping arrangements, we just cuddled and he kept me warm. And, you know, he'd tickle me and stuff, and I liked that. But then, like, during the days, we didn't, like, have an alliance. So I really didn't think anything of it. I was, like, oblivious to, like, oh, we're going to be a threat because we're not going off into the jungle to strategize or whatever. I was just a part of him and Denise's alliance, and I just kind of did whatever they said. But it was really him and her, not me and him.
All right, so what we saw, the impression was due to the editing that we, as fans saw, was not,
yeah.
There wasn't as much going on there in reality.
No, I mean, we were really good friends. I mean, we were attracted to each other, of course, but it was nothing more. We both knew that we were there to play the game. We both wanted to win. So we weren't, you know, I don't know. But that was basically all it was. It was just a friendship. I just liked him as a friend and just kept me warm at night. He saved my life, though, because I was freezing. But
yeah, it was cold. It was really cold at night.
It was so cold. Mm-hmm.
And
it
had
raining.
To be nice to have somebody as nice looking as Malcolm to keep you warm at night.
I mean, I had to snuggle with Penner.
I mean, I wouldn't have cared if I snuggled with Russell. I was cold, but maybe not, actually.
You're like, no.
But I was cold, you know.
Okay. We'll suck those words right back in. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can imagine the nights had to get pretty darn cold with the rain and the dampness. It had to be awful on you girls. And being so thin and not having any extra body fat to even keep you the slightest bit warm, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't let you, like, bring enough clothes to do anything as far as, you know, adding any layers much to keep you warm.
Well,
so,
luckily, I had a jacket with me. Like, they gave me a jacket, but Dana, you didn't have anything. You had a cutoff, didn't you?
You what?
You had a cutoff shirt and nothing else.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
That sucks.
Cut off hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sucked. Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine that they, Zane was telling us that, you know, when it was during the day, it would get really warm, And, you know, especially if the sun came out, and then when it rained, it would get, or at night, it would get really cold. So, you know, you had almost like two seasons there. You know, it was either really cold and rainy and wet, or it was really hot and steamy and almost unbearably hot.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember being that hot. I remember someone commented and said, why does it look like no one has a suntan, like they're on the beach? And I was like, well, because it's rained like the whole time we were there. Like, I don't remember the sun shining that much, except for challenges. Like when we go to challenges, for some reason the sun would shine. But kind of besides that, it felt like it rained the whole time. Don't you think?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, the weather was awful. Like I hope this next season, I hope that the weather's way better. Just because it's more interesting, too, you know, when people can be out and, you know, be in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of this upcoming season, what do you girls think about this upcoming season and the information they've released so far, that who's coming back and everything that they've released so far?
I think it'll be interesting. I mean, I'm not going to give away who's all, you know, going back as the favorites. But I think the ones that I think are gonna be back on the show, I think they'll be interesting to watch. Like, I'm excited to see how they play their game.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited too, you know, just to get that second chance and watch them and see what they do differently from the first time. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I just don't think it's going to be, it's not going to have the, what am I trying to say? The people on it aren't going to have the likability factor that your season had. I think one of the things that your season had that hasn't been on Survivor in so long is that everyone was so likable. There wasn't anybody that was really, really true, like, villains, so to speak. I mean, there was some people you didn't care for as well, but there wasn't really anyone that was really just truly hated. I mean,
on our scene?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Some people may have really disliked a few people, but there wasn't anybody that was really that big villain, you know.
Not even Abby?
Well, maybe somewhat.
Everyone I talked to was like, is she really like that in person? Is she really like that? I'm like, no, she's not. She's actually very sweet.
She is.
Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely not like that.
For the most part, I agree with Cherry about the likability of, you know, this past season, your season, the Philippines. But, yeah, as everything unfolded near the end, she certainly was not likable. You know, she didn't come off as being very likable. We had a brief appearance by her on our show several weeks back, and she couldn't have been more sweet than she was.
I think I was on that show with her. She was sweet.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I had so many questions, and this is what happens to me sometimes, that I forget there's other people on the air, and I kept asking, and she was just going to be on there for such a short time because she had a family gathering to go to, a dinner to go to, and she told me ahead of time when I talked to her off the air in the screening room that she had just a very short time. And so I was rapid-firing trying to get questions in, and finally Cherry made a little comment, and she basically said, okay, Paul, something like this. She said, now, Cherry, you wanted to ask a question, and she could have left and gone and fine, but she recognized, I don't know, I picked up on that. I don't know if you picked up on that, Cherry, or not, but she was just very sweet.
Yeah, she really is, and I think, you know, everybody, when they're out there playing the game and they're under the spotlight and they're playing for $1 million and they've had everything, you know, taken away from them that is has been in their life from, you know, that from prior to that. You know, you get all of your comforts taken away, your family, your friends, your electronics, everything, and you get put out in the middle of nowhere with all these strangers, and then you add the cameras and all of that. Everyone is going to be a bit of a different person. You're going to play as the truest self you can be, but everyone is going to be a little different. And nobody can really tell how you're going to react in that set of circumstances until you're out there in it. And some people react much differently than others. And so I try my best, and I didn't learn this until I met the founder of this show, who has since passed on. But he taught me to not judge people from their character, you know, who they were on the show. He taught me to not judge them until I met them after they were off of the show, because that's when you find out who that person really is. And, you know, so I've talked to Abby since she's been off the show, and I found her to be a really, really nice young lady. Now, did I like her on the show? I'll be straight up and say absolutely no, I didn't. But do I like her since I've talked to her, you know, since she's been off of the show? I absolutely do. And
she played a good game. She made it far. She made it farther than we did, so she did something right.
But, you know, I mean, there's been many examples of people who have gone on these shows and done things that they wish they wouldn't have done, that they did, and they can't even say exactly why they reacted that way. You know, from Nyanka to, the one on Big Brother now that is escaping me. But, I mean, there's been plenty of people who have done things that have just, you know, they can't even explain, you know, because of pressures from the show or whatever, that they've done things that they normally in real life never would have done. And when they come off the show, they go back to being their real selves, and it's like, I don't even know who that person was out there, you know, and why I did that or why I reacted like that. But when you take all of their comforts away and all, you know, things that they've had all of their lives, put them with a group of strangers, add cameras on them, they turn into something that they're not, even them themselves aren't familiar with. And it happens. Some people just react differently to stressful situations.
Yeah.
And some people can keep it real. It's something that we found. I try not to judge people anymore until I meet them after they've come off the show and take it from there and say, okay, now who is this person for real? And go from there, because it can be a real different person.
True.
I totally agree, and that's something that I've learned from this show as well, and being on here, you know, with the founder of the show, Ron, I do let go after a season is over with. I'm basically done. I do have opinions of how people are playing the show and you know, playing on the show and acting on the show, but I always know that there's probably more, you know, to know, you know, in the, more behind the scenes, if you will. I'm curious, though, Angie, did you do anything in preparation for going on Survivor? Had you ever been in the outdoors? Did you ever do any camping as a kid? I mean, weren't you not, like, the youngest person this season?
Mm-hmm. My preparation was I was worked out a lot, extra. I was trying to get, you know, some muscle on me. Mm-hmm. And I was practicing making fires with my dad, like out of flint and steel and sticks and stuff. We hired some survival guy to come help me. But that was about it. And I just wanted to just be myself, really. I should have probably practiced diving and swimming. But if I go again, you know, that's what I'll do. But no, that's about all I did. When I grew up, we camped, but it wasn't like survival camping. It was luxury camping, you know, and like a camper and a tent and all that. So that doesn't really count, I don't think. But definitely I grew up with five older brothers.
I was just going to ask if you had any siblings.
I was a cowboy growing up, you know, with my dad. He loves the outdoors. My brothers are all crazy. So, yeah.
So what did your brothers, what are they, some older, some younger, or how are your brothers fall in the
all
order?
All of them are older. So I have,
my God.
So, from 32 all the way down to 23. And then I'm the baby.
Okay. So how did they treat their little sister? When did they find out you were going to be on the show?
They all knew I was trying out. And then when I got the call, I told all of them. And they were just like, ha, good luck. Like, you know, like laughing at me. But they're really excited for me. I knew that. Deep down, they were excited for me and happy for me. But they're like, good luck with that. I hope you don't starve to death, you know. But they're excited. Everybody was excited. So, it was fun.
So, Dana, in our chat room, Red Wine Guzzler wants to know, because you're a makeup artist, were you constantly looking at people's faces and wanting to fix them?
I'm hardly a makeup artist. I'm a hairstylist. I do man's hair, so I don't do a whole lot of makeup.
You don't do makeup?
No, not really. Uh-uh. You probably wouldn't want me to put makeup on you.
Okay.
Wouldn't be cute.
All right. I think we
might do your hair.
You cut my hair in Malaysia.
Yeah, that's true. And Katie's.
Yep.
I cut Zane's hair last weekend.
Gave him a new look.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a haircut in the kitchen. It's interesting.
He is so much
fun.
What
do you believe were your strongest physical attributes? I mean, competition-wise, swimming, running, puzzle make, you know, did you have any of those? Because every season you certainly do know how much swimming comes into play and puzzle solving and knot untying, it seemed this year especially.
Well, I had no idea that I would, you know, be good at any of that stuff. I figured I would be good at the social side of the game and was just kind of hoping for the best challenges, you know, just hoping that it would just kind of equal out a little bit. But, you know, I did train a little. I mean, I ran, quit smoking, but I didn't even think I would do very good in challenges. What about you, Ange?
I knew that running was my strength, but I never got to show it off, really. But I really wasn't good at puzzles. I knew that from the beginning. I didn't want to do puzzles either. But I guess I found out I'm not a good diver. I've never dove in my life. I dunked in that last challenge. But, you know, I just was just there to be me, and that's who I am. I'm not that strong in physical stuff, but when I try, you know, I could. But I did my best. That's all I can do.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't see, too, in the dive challenge, that getting like those buoys like off of that hook was kind of hard. Like I tried first with my hands and then I used my feet to get it off, but I couldn't have done it if I wouldn't have used my feet. Like it was tough. It was definitely hard to get.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Yeah. It was.
That looked like it was, you know, much harder than you would, you know, just watching on TV, it looked like it would have been harder, you know, when you're going underwater and you have to go down and actually get those things off of there. Those things are not easy, and you have to go down there and have your eyes open and concentrate and get that off of the line. I'm sure it wasn't easy. And then you know you have the pressure of your whole team behind you, you know, waiting and wondering if you're going to get it done or not. You know, that's a lot of pressure.
Everyone yelling at you, trying to get you to hurry up.
Right.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. Cameras in front of you.
Right. So.
I mean, it's fun looking back, though. I was thinking about looking back at it. It was a fun challenge, but it was tough.
Mm-hmm. How did each one of you get cast for the show?
You go first, Ange.
Well, maybe you go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, I got recruited over Facebook. Jody Winchesky wrote me and just asked if, like, I'd ever be interested in doing Survivor. And, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it forever. But then I just started watching it. I was like, I'd love to. The challenges just really struck me, and I just wanted that experience in my life. And so I just tried out. I sent it in a video, and then I had to send in another video to do some more stuff. And they just liked me and sent me to L.A. after that. So that's about it.
We have had Jody on our show numerous times and just love her to death. She's a little tiny dynamo, I tell you. Did you get to know her at all?
Yeah. I mean, when I went out to L.A., I got to know her really good. I love her. She's so sweet. Great lady.
She is a sweetheart. I got to actually meet her at one of the events in Kentucky this past, just a few months back, and she's a sweetheart as well. And it has to be a lot of fun casting for these shows. She's very good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She knows who would be good for what show, and she's been very successful at placing people on the right show.
Yeah, and she was on Amazing Race, but, you know, what was I going to ask? Oh, Dana, you haven't told us how you were cast. You're up next.
Oh, hi. I sent a video in. I watched it, and then I went to the website, sent a video in, and a couple months later, got a phone call. Went to L.A. and tried out, did my interviews, and then got another call back to be on the show. That's it. Super fan.
That's awesome. So when did you start watching? Have you been watching for a long time?
Me? Yeah, I've been watching. I mean, I've not seen, like, I couldn't probably tell you every person that's been on the show, but I've been watching for 11 years, since the very first one with Richard Hatch, all the way down. And if I'll miss them here and there, and I'll catch back up later. But definitely big fan. That's actually the only reality show that I ever really got into watching. Well, I think first, you know, back in the day when the Real World aired, I think I watched that for a little bit. But besides that, nothing else.
Well,
I just like
Real World used to be
good. Yeah, just a bunch of, like, teenager or, like, people getting drunk and going out, you know, so.
Yeah,
kind of lost now
that's, yeah, that seems to be the main theme of it. So how about you, Angie? Are you a reality watcher or no TV, or what's your story?
I am now, but to be honest, like, I moved out of my house, on my parents' house, right when I graduated high school, and I didn't ever have time to watch TV. I was always just busy, busy, busy with school and, like, everything I was doing in my life. But when I got that call from Jody, or when she wrote me on Facebook, I watched as many as I could. You know, I just got caught up on it. But, I mean, I do now. Now I love it, and I won't ever miss an episode, for sure.
Did you...
Go ahead, Paul.
In the Miss Teen USA competition, in that competition, are there talent competitions? If so, what was yours?
Talent? No. The Miss USA system is owned by Donald Trump, and it doesn't require a talent. Even though we are talented, you say we are talented, but we doesn't require a talent. It's more of a beauty pageant and scholarship.
Okay. Yeah, I did know that some of these don't include the talent, but I was just curious if you did.
That's funny, Paul, because when we were in L.A., I asked her and Katie the same question. I didn't know either.
What
I didn't know if they had talent or not.
We don't.
Oh,
what, Paul?
No, I was gonna say, wondering what their response was. I'm sure that you have some kind of talent, Angie.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they have talent, but they didn't have any for the pageant.
I understood that.
Angie can sing. She didn't tell you that.
Oh, I can't sing. I can sing, but privately. I'm scared to sing in front of people. But
I didn't sing in Malaysia.
Yeah, but I played piano for like 8 years growing up. I was really good at it. So if I had to have a talent, I'd play piano. And maybe sing while I play piano, you know, switch it up a little bit. Oh!
Yeah. So you took piano lessons as a kid. How long did you take them?
I took them up until high school. I got way too busy with cheerleading in high school, so that's when I stopped.
I also, as a child, was forced to take piano lessons. I learned a lot. You know, you learn an awful lot from those lessons, but I eventually quit taking it after I started playing the trombone in the band, and I said, now, trombone is a bass clef instrument, and it's just too confusing to play piano because you got to deal with the treble, you know. And so they allowed me to quit, but I kind of regret that I stopped, but I also know that I learned a lot about music from those lessons.
That's cool.
I took trumpet, and I can't remember how to play anything on the trumpet anymore for some reason.
I'm
a band nerd.
I think it's cool that you're playing. On your Facebook page, it shows a picture, Dana, of you playing a mandolin. That's one of my favorite instruments. I think that is so cool.
Well, I wasn't really planning, actually.
You weren't?
I wish I could say that I was, but I wasn't. No, it was hanging on the wall of the cabin, and it was really far up there, and the only way to get it was to climb across the rafters to get it down, and I just wanted to see if I could get it down, so I climbed across the rafters to get it down. And then I had to play it, of course, afterwards. No, I was just being crazy. I was just being a bit of a daredevil and just to see if I could get it down, and I did.
Wow, that's fun, too, though.
But all I did right. tell you that well, I just got a ukulele in the mail, so I am going to try to learn how to play that.
Oh, that'll be fun.
We'll see how that goes.
But it can be a fun little instrument to play. I actually tried playing that for a while myself. But, okay, so obviously you got to join up with all your castmates at the reunion out in L.A. But there was also past survivor contestants. Were there any that you got to know or you were excited to meet when you were out there? Either of you?
I always wanted to meet Sugar, and so she was there. Got to meet her and Amy Cusack. I wanted to meet her, too. I was always a big fan of her and Vanuatu. So that was pretty fun. Crazy gals.
Oh, love Sugar. Love her a lot. She is a sweetheart.
Yeah,
did
she
you,
was fun. We actually went back to her house and hung out for a while. She was a pretty cool girl.
Hopefully it was drug-free. Never done
oh, absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
We watched her on Celebrity Rehab.
No.
Too. So.
Oh really?
How about you? Oh yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Oh yeah, that was a couple seasons ago that she was on.
Out of the loop on these reality shows, except for Survivor.
What about you, Ange? Who did you want to or get to meet when you were out there for the reunion?
Well, I mean, I thought it was just awesome meeting anybody. I mean, anyone who's in the Survivor family, I think it's so great to just get to know them and, you know, talk to them because we're all kind of a part of this crazy dysfunctional family.
Yeah, a lot of our cast hung out together, really. Most of the time, the whole cast kind of hung out.
So really, it was just fun meeting everybody. I mean, I met Christina Cha from One World. I don't remember a lot of people's names, but I took a lot of pictures with them, which is really bad. It was just great meeting everybody. It was just cool meeting people.
Yeah.
It's got to be so much fun to have all the Survivor people all in one place, but it's got to be a little overwhelming too, just coming off the show and having, I mean, there's so many past Survivors now, Survivor alumni. It's got to be a little overwhelming to have so many all in one place, all at one time. Just an overwhelming experience.
Yeah, it was a crazy good time, but it was fun.
Yeah. I would love to go to one of those. That's one event I have not been to, is the Survivor after parties or Survivor reunion shows, and that is one I'd love to get on the books as an experience that I've made it to. And maybe one of these years I'll make it. That would be a big one to put in my book of events that I've made it to.
speaking of events, one thing that being on these shows affords you the opportunity is to participate in some of these reality events, and the ones for charity. Are you planning to attend any, Angie? I know that Jillian of Survivor is one awesome woman. I don't know if you got to meet her when you were out in L.A. Are you maybe going to go to the reality rally?
Yeah, I'm actually looking into it right now. I really want to go. I think it would be an awesome experience to be part of that. So I'm trying to get all that organized.
Yeah, I'm going, and everybody should go to my page and donate some money.
There you
go. Right. They do have the page where everybody can donate to the reality star of your choosing and assist you in the funds required to get you out there. And so you can go to that Facebook page for the Reality Rally and pull up Dana Lambert or Angie Layton and make your donation.
Denise and Dawson are going so far, and Zane.
Right. You can pick up whoever your donation of choice is, whoever your reality star of choice is. Donate for them to assist them.
Absolutely.
In going to that event. And it's such a great cause. They the charity that they do is Michelle's Place, and it's a breast cancer breast cancer charity that supports all kinds of people who are going through breast cancer. And it's
uninsured women.
Yes. They help pay for all kinds of, whether it be their insurance costs or trips to and from doctors or, their X-rays or MRIs or whatever they need help with. It just assists women who have breast cancer and their families, and it is a wonderful, wonderful charity to support. If you go to that page, they have links to Michelle's Place that will tell you all about the charity. And Jillian has raised thousands and thousands of dollars for that charity, and it just warms your heart to read the stories on there and hear what that money has gone to. She really picked a wonderful charity to support. And she thought up that whole reality rally. She got voted out first, and so she went, or I think she was the one that got, I'm having trouble now remembering. She might have was the one that got voted out first and went to Ponderosa.
Is it Gabon? Which season?
She was in Gabon in Africa, and she actually grew up in South Africa during apartheid. Yes. I mean, she is. Oh my goodness! Just read up on her, Google her, and find out.
Well, I met her. She was actually at the reunion. She was at the event in L.A., so we actually got to talk to her then. I think I even got a few pictures of me with me in it with her, I think. She is a really cool woman, and she told me about this reality rally while we were there, and it sounded like a really awesome charity to kind of, represent, so I jumped all over it when she emailed me.
It's in a beautiful, quaint city, Temecula, California, and the whole town has just totally supported her. She's got, what'd you say, Jerry, like 500 people volunteering. It's
500,
just,
over 500 people volunteered to help with that event, and the whole town gets involved. All the businesses of the town get involved. It's just an amazing event, and now she's actually going to take that concept to other cities.
And franchise.
Wow. Other cities are going to have reality rallies as well. And she thought up that entire concept while she was, right after she got voted out of Survivor, and I think while she was at Ponderosa, she was thinking of this concept and putting it together in her head. And so her getting voted out early, you know, although she didn't win Survivor, she put her time to use and thought up this concept of the reality rally. And she has, you know, put it all together and seen her dream come to life and just made it happen in such a huge way. So I just think that woman is like a rock star. You know, she has really made things happen out there and gotten people behind her, her entire town. Just a great event and had such great success. Thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, in donations. And so that's one that I love to support and get behind. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm definitely going.
Yeah. So all you fans out there, pull up that Facebook page and start donating to your favorite reality stars and help get them out there to that event out there in Temecula for Reality Rally.
Right. Awesome.
We've got two of them right here you can donate to. We've got Dana Lambert and Angie Layton right here. You can pull them up and put a few bucks in their till and help get them out there to the Reality Rally in Temecula, California, because we know you want to see them there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Save the boobs.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You got to help take care of those boobies.
That's right. Oh, gosh.
So...
Well, I guess Dawson never called in, did she?
I don't know what's up with Dawson. I was just trying to send her a text while Paul was asking you a few questions. I don't know what happened to Dawson. I know she was the one that actually kind of got this whole thing started. And
oh, really?
I don't know what happened to her tonight.
Huh. Well, that's all right.
But, you know, she moved out to California. She just moved.
She's a busy girl.
And she took her first acting class last night. She might have just fallen out. Who knows? You know, I know she's tired from the move and everything that's going on with her right now. So, you know, she might have just forgotten. I sent her a text earlier today, or no, a Facebook message earlier today. But who knows if she's even been on Facebook today. But, yeah, she was kind of the one that, the reason I put this together.
That's fun.
I know. She's a sweetheart. That girl has the best spirit about her. She seems to never have anything but a smile on her face. She is always so happy. And just...
Yes, she is.
She...
Yeah, Dawson's a sweet girl.
She is. She did come on Michelle... Costa's show on Manic Monday show not too long after Survivor ended, and they were roommates. They met at the Reality Rescue show, Reality Rescue event in Virginia. That's April Mueller's event, and roommates, and so that's how they met.
And when she called in, how fascinating would this be to do? And regardless of whatever political affiliation you have, she was actually traveling with and working for the
Obama
re-election. And I just, whether you were, you know, Republican, Democrat, or whatever, I just got to imagine that would be such an amazing experience to, you know, put in your time and travel with the candidate. And I thought that was fascinating. And she sounded like she was really enjoying her time doing that.
That's cool. Well, guys, I think I'm fixing to call it a night and go to bed.
All right. Well, Dana, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. I know you've called in before, and we've enjoyed having you back again tonight. We always love hearing from you. And anytime either one of you ladies have anything that you are promoting, if you're going to, you know, any of these events, or if you have something come up that you are doing that you want to promote, you have a place here at the Rad Reality Show where you can come on and join us and let everyone know what you're doing and get it promoted here. You're welcome back on our shows anytime. Let us know what's up and promote what's going on in your life. So
very cool.
Keep us in touch and let us know what's happening. We certainly appreciate both of you. Angie, it's been so much fun having you on the show tonight. We love hearing from you. We weren't able to get you on the first show that we did, so we're really glad to have you on this show. And make sure that you keep us informed. When Survivor starts back up, we will have Travis Bubba Sampson from Survivor Vanuatu as our host. And we always love hearing the opinions of past survivors. So if you ever want to talk about the current season as it's happening, we'd love to have you call back in and talk about Survivor with us and Bubba. And
very
let
cool.
us know what you think about the current season. And let us know
not
what's
too
going
far
on.
Away.
It's going to be coming up real soon. So
right.
Please keep us in mind. And you girls take care and have a great night. And thanks again so much for calling in tonight. We greatly appreciate hearing from both of you.
All right. Good night, Inge. Good night, Terry. Good night,
Paul. Good night, hon. Thank you so much. All right. Good
night,
girls.
Girls.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Well, that was surely fun. I don't know what happened to Dawson, but I do know that with her just moving to Hollywood, I can imagine how busy she is, and her life has just changed so drastically. So I can see how it would have been easy for her to let this slip through the cracks, so to speak.
She might still be on East Coast time. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, anything could have happened. So I can't be upset with Dawson. She's too sweet a girl to be upset with.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll have her back on another time. But I do want to thank those who joined us tonight for the Survivor girls. And I would like to talk about some of the reality shows since we do have a little bit of time left. Paul, what did you think about I know you only watched the first show, but the first show of Joe Schmo.
Yeah, I kind of knew about it when the original show first started. I had heard about it but had never caught it. So I kind of knew the concept that there was one person that had no clue what was going on, and then I started hearing how people, including yourself, how much you enjoyed it. So I was excited to see what all the talk was about, and after watching the first episode, I'm certainly going to watch it. I mean, like I said, there's they aired two back-to-back one-hour episodes, you know, episode one and two. And it looks like it would be a hard thing to keep the ruse going. And I had talked about one of the characters that is on the show is supposedly deaf and has an interpreter. First thing I thought about, Jerry, was anybody that's watched somebody sign language, that guy really doesn't look like he's doing real sign language to me. But she is totally has her hearing, and to keep that ruse up the whole time would seem like a very hard thing to do. And it looks like maybe there's occasionally some slip-ups. And no, I like the concept. I am interested in it. And you seem to think that in comparison with the first season, that it maybe does have the potential of being another good one.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, like I said, we're just now starting to get to know the characters. And if
Gloria.
I remember correctly, yeah, we have Gloria Query in the chat room. Glow is in the room. Mama Glow, she's amazing. Talk about a Survivor fan. That is a Survivor fan right there. We've just started meeting the characters on Joe Schmo, so it's a very different show than most reality shows we watch. It is meant to be funny and tongue in cheek, but it's all actors except for the one person, and you'll see them as time goes by run out to a trailer and have to regroup and readjust their script, so to speak, because something has happened and they have to change things because of, you know, maybe he caught on to something or they see that he's catching on to what they're doing, so they have to run out and, you know, change things up a bit, and they have to get people in the trailer, tell them how they're changing it, and get them back in the house. And it's really funny to watch them go through all this without them knowing. And
I was...
it's hysterical.
I was chuckling at what Glo was saying as far as what she's been nominated for. But the other thing I'm chuckling about as you talk about Joe Schmo is how perfect Lorenzo Lamas is in that show.
Oh, my gosh.
He literally got him
to switch rooms with them.
I know, that was funny. I want for people that will be listening later to tell you that our friend Glo has been nominated at Survivor Sucks website as Suckster of the Year. And she needs our votes. So go to Survivor Sucks and look up the contest going on and vote for our friend Glo. That's funny.
Says you're supposed to fuss me out for being such a suckster head.
And Jody. Oh, I every time I see somebody ask me that question or send me a link, I just keep thinking I have to check it out. All right, what I'm talking about is currently just started in the UK. They're new version of Celebrity Big Brother in the UK started up just this past week or so, and I know because they air so many shows that I'm already about three or four shows behind, but I really am going to make an effort to get online and watch that Big Brother, because people that watch it really do get hooked. And I don't remember, Cherry, if you've ever gotten into that that version of Big Brother before?
I have not watched many of the Big Brothers other than those here in the U.S. I started to go to a link that was for the Celebrity Big Brother a few days ago, and it was one of the biggest nightmares of my life. It first gave me a virus on my computer, and then through going through some of it, I clicked on something that loaded. You know how when you and I have discussed this many times, when you're clicking on things, you know, you had to download something to watch it. Apparently, I didn't unclick enough of the things I should have clicked, unclicked, and it loaded some browser bar on my computer that I have gone through every step that you've taught me, Paul, to try to get rid of it, and I...
Okay.
It's like the biggest nightmare. And so I did try to go and watch Celebrity Big Brother once, and it turned out to be such a nightmare that...
I did get a link from somebody, and we never got on the phone and talked about it, but I can't remember which video website it was off the top of my head. It might have been Daily Motion. And
that wasn't it.
And at any rate, I had a similar experience. I can't tell you exactly what happened, but it did basically take control, and it took a while for me to, you know, shut those things down. But I know Australia Big Brother, somebody had a YouTube channel that had it up there, so... I'm going to try to find a safe site, because if somebody's posted it on a YouTube channel, which they normally do, that you're not going to experience those kind of issues, Cherry. So we'll try to find the YouTube channel where they're... Okay, BB Couch Potatoes is... that's a good site. He's actually... based in the U.S., but he's gotten, and I follow him on Twitter, so that's, thanks for that, Jody.
Yeah, I just had such a big nightmare.
But I really do feel like that's something that I want to watch, because there's constantly, every show that we do, there's somebody pops into the chat and asks the fellow chat members and us, you know, what we think of the, you know, Celebrity Big Brother, and I can't answer because I haven't watched it yet. So I'm going to make a promise. Ooh, I wish I didn't just say that. and try to catch up on it. The one issue I do remember a couple seasons ago when they started up a Celebrity Big Brother that I go, I have no idea, how are these people celebrities? Well, they're celebrities in the UK. I know one season they had one of the Baldwin brothers was in there. I know the rumor last year was that Dogged Bounty Hunter might be on there. You know, and I love Dog, but the rumor was that he couldn't get a passport to get out of the country because of some issues that he was having or something like that. So I'm curious if there's anybody in the chat room. Are there any celebrities on this current season that are from the U.S. that I might have heard of?
I don't know. Hopefully somebody in the chat room can answer that for us.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking about. But, so that's what you were doing. You were typing something.
Spencer and Heidi are on from the Hills. So I know who they are.
Oh, I know who
Spidey.
They are as well.
Spidey.
Is that what they call them?
Yes. That, they were one of the first to get that combined name and started that whole combined name thing with the Spidey.
Okay. Yeah, and they're certainly, we can say this affectionately, maybe we can't, they strike me as falling into the category of the celebrity horrors. Would that be inappropriate or appropriate description? Because they've been on, I know they have been on a number of reality shows, and didn't they even get their wedding to be a reality show as well?
And what was that one show they were on where they were out in the jungle? It was a reality show.
Ron would bring that one up too.
What was the name of that?
That was a pretty cheesy show, if I remember.
Oh, it had Ron, the porn dude, Ron.
Okay, Cordell said. I just told you. What did you just tell us? Of course. Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity. Thanks,
yeah.
Cordell.
Ron Jeremy. Gosh, there's, all of our fans are so helpful.
Hey, Glo, don't think about it. Just do it. Glo says she's thinking of trying out for BB15. Don't
just
think, just do.
Do it, Glo. What do you have to think about? I mean...
Speaking of quitting, Cordell mentioned that they apparently quit in the first episode. That's okay, you know, as far as spoilers... It's my fault for being behind. But speaking of quitters, we had another person quit actually on the very first episode of Biggest Loser, Jerry. I think you didn't catch the first but the second episode, and when we were on the phone earlier, you had mentioned that. But in the very first episode, there was actually somebody that was having trouble, and Jillian got in her face and said, well, do you want to continue or do you just want to quit? And she basically said, I want to quit. And she actually walked off the show, which was pretty disappointing. Yeah. She had just been on for like, I don't know, when you see the first episode. It wasn't like that last season where there was three of them or two of them that ended up walking off the show well into it. That was kind of different for me. This particular girl just didn't, you know, felt she, I don't know. At any rate, immediately Jillian loses that person because she quit. And then her team also loses the three-team challenge, and they have a red line. And so one of their persons, I mean, Jillian's, poor Jillian, her team is just getting knocked off one after the other. And it was so exciting to see that she'd come back to the show. And any rate, yeah, there was a quitter on The Biggest Loser.
That just blows me away, and that's so sad to me because there are so, so, so many people that want so bad with their whole heart to be on that show. And my heart goes back to Johnny, who we've had on this show. And he wanted to be on Biggest Loser so bad.
Yes.
And
no, I wasn't laughing. I got to explain to people that listen to the podcast, I have to apologize because sometimes my laughing comes at an inappropriate time because Jerry was being serious, but somebody said something humorous in the chat room that I chuckled at. But, yeah, he really – those are the kind of people that you really feel for when somebody quits. So I agree with you on that, Jerry.
Yeah, he's the brother of Susan Smith.
Sue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From Survivor. And he really desperately wanted to be on Biggest Loser. He would have done anything to get on that show. And when you
Patrick
have somebody, when you have somebody, Patrick House was, you know, even talked to him on our show,
right,
and gave him some tips and was going to sort of mentor him. When you have somebody who wants to be on that badly, and then you have somebody who will go on and on the first episode just say, I quit.
Yeah.
You know, they've taken the spot of somebody who desperately wants to be on there and would have given it their all. And that's really heartbreaking to me, and it almost angers me to think about not just Johnny, but others. There's thousands just like him out there who would have given anything to have that spot. And to just give up so quickly. I'm almost glad I missed that first episode on Sunday night now. Maybe that was meant to be.
Yeah.
That's really sad. I hope that she eventually can, you know, take her own journey at home and make it, you know, to where she needs to be. But that's really sad that somebody didn't get to go on the show that should have been able to be there. So.
All right, other shows that are also going on, and here again I've recorded because it looks promising, is another MTV show, is Washington Heights. And that's one I think you and I touched on a little bit, that we both feel looks like it's very promising.
Right.
And
Buckwild also.
Yeah.
And then
Buckwild still has to win me over, though. It just, I don't know. There has to be more to it.
I'm not sure. It looks like it's just a little what do I want to say? A little crazy. Like all they're going to do is drink and get muddy. But we'll see. And yes, I have watched the Amish Mafia, Cordell, and that's one that really has kind of blown me away, because when I think of the Amish, I think about them being so religious and on the straight and narrow. They don't use electricity. They, you know, they're so strict in their religious beliefs. And then you watch Amish Mafia, and it's like, holy cow. You know, there's a whole different side to them that you don't realize. And so that one sort of blows you away a little bit. And so you see a whole different side to the Amish that you don't expect.
Here's another. I was just going to go on to another upcoming show that we talked about that sounds kind of good. But finish with what you were saying about Amish. Okay. It's King of the Nerds.
That one I have not seen.
It has not started yet. The premiere is this coming Wednesday, next Wednesday, on TBS. You know, we've got all these cable networks that we're used to seeing reality shows on. That's not one that we normally see, but it's called King of the Nerds. And when I was fast-forwarding and I saw a commercial, and normally I'm fast-forwarding and I backed it up because I thought, are they bringing Beauty and the Geek back? And no, this is all geeks, if you will. It's called King of the Nerds. 11 folks battle in various challenges to be the top nerd in this reality competition series, hosted by actors Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong, that were both in the movie Revenge of the Nerds. So just because I did enjoy watching Beauty and the Geek and Average Joe and that type of thing. I thought, you know, that might be a good one. So Thomas is on it, too. I mean, he was right on it saying, that hasn't started yet, Jerry.
Now, I can't remember what channel it was on, but there is supposed to be a show, a reality show coming up that actually involves funerals.
No.
I'm not kidding you. And I'm going to have to find it again, or if anybody in the chat room can help me out. And I can't imagine.
No, I can't either.
But it does involve funerals, and it's on the premise of, like, the most out there funerals ever. Aunt Phil is saying, yep, it started Monday. And
Grave Digger?
Oh. No, it's not Grave Digger. No, it's one that they literally, it's like the most out there funerals.
I'm going to let you go ahead and watch that and tell me, because that doesn't sound like something that, I'm sorry, I just, that.
I was bringing it up just to say that I don't think I could ever. I just had to go to a funeral, and I can't imagine why somebody would want to do a show on the premise of a funeral. To me, that is so.
Yeah, who even sits around a table and comes up with, you know, this would be a good idea? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that is just such a cherished memory, you know, such a.
Yeah.
I just can't even imagine who would want to put their loved one's, funeral on a reality show. That, to me, is so far beyond the realm of okay, you know?
I'm kind of moving on here because don't want to run out of time. There's another one that was just brought up, and I know it just started up again, I believe. And I watched the first season, and I know what your feelings about it, Jerry, but Honey Boo Boo is back, I guess. I'm
with Flo. I have never seen Honey Boo Boo, and I don't
I'm
want
passing
it.
This,
I don't want
this
to.
Season.
I will not support it.
I know.
I did see her recipe for spaghetti online. That was enough for me to, I mean, almost vomit.
Yep.
I just can't go there. I can't. That is just so wrong in so many ways. I can't do Honey Boo Boo in any shape, form, or fashion.
Now, I have something else to bring up that is not a reality show, but I found it so fascinating, and it's been on several clips on several news shows and even on late-night comedy shows. When somebody, I want to see if you'll pick up on this, somebody called 911 near a zoo, and they called 911 to report a baby lion. Did you see this, Jerry?
No.
Oh, my God. It is a dog that's a mixture of a poodle and something else.
I saw it tonight. I didn't hear we had the sound down, but I did see the dog.
Yes, is that not unbelievable? Some neighbor actually saw this, and apparently it's not far from a zoo, so they just immediately thought, you know, they're seeing a little baby lion that's running loose, and it turns out it's a dog. It looks so much like a lion, and I just thought that was hilarious. And I know how much of a dog lover you are.
Yes, we saw it tonight. I had sound down, but I did see the dog, and it was amazing. Too cute for words. Whoever did that grooming job was amazing.
Yes. And you have to bring your dog to a groomer a lot, so you can give credit to the groomers for doing an awesome job. That one,
yes.
That's just...
Oh, my gosh, that was something else. So, and there was another show that we talked about earlier tonight, and you're going to have to help me with the name of it. Was it The Making of a Man or...
Making Mr. Right.
Making Mr. Right, that's it.
I forgot about that. It's a new concept in a dating show.
Yeah.
And they bring all these guys and they tell them they're coming on to meet women, and it's going to be a well-renowned matchmaker that's going to help them meet the women. Well, the reality of it is that they bring on three women who are posing as this expert's assistant. And these three women are supposed to be matchmakers and help these guys learn how to, change to be more appealing to women. So in reality, these three women are there to try to figure out which of these guys they might fall in love with, and they're going to try to change all these guys, as women love to do. They're going to try to change these guys into Mr. Right. So it's Making Mr. Right. And it's been on one episode already, and it's interesting, I think. It's an interesting twist to and the other part about it is they go into this control room, the three women, and they're able, without the guys knowing, they're able to watch, like, a la Big Brother, they're able to watch, like, 20-some cameras in this house, and they're actually watching all these guys and hearing all these guys doing things, and so I think it could be an interesting show, Making Mr. Right.
Yes, it's going to be interesting to see how they move forward in changing them. It was really funny to see them go through their suitcases.
Bags.
And how much they felt like they learned. The one girl made mention, I feel like I've learned more in one night than I did in months of dating a guy. You know, just by going through his bag. And the things that they brought with them were so bizarre.
One guy had his lucky underwear. One guy had a couple pictures of his cat.
It was just really bizarre. So, I could see where they did learn a lot by going through the guy's bags. And it's going to be interesting to see how they let them sort of change them under the premise that they are the dating experts.
Right.
And so we'll see how that goes. It's going to
be interesting. Well, and there's a little bit of the Joe Millionaire type of thing too that will come into play, because near the end they have to tell these guys who they're falling for that they've been lying to them,
right?
And how will the guys react to that reality?
Right, that they have been untruthful, and how the guys will react to that. Because some of the guys have said straight, from the first episode, I wish they were, the girls we were dating, and, I already have sort of a crush on this one or that one. And, they're going to go weeks with thinking that they're the dating experts and then find out that they've been lying to them
and
that they are the ones that they're going to be able to date. So,
and then the other variable is, these three women who are, starting to fall for these guys, they have to actually set them up on dates. So they have to watch these guys that they're probably having feelings for, actually dating these other women, So yeah, I think there's a lot of twists and possibilities for that show.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of new shows coming out there. And, of course, then the Barter Kings are starting back up. And
Double Divas.
Oh, Double Divas. That starts tonight. Just a lot of shows out there. So hard to keep
up
with.
Say it, Jerry. Say it, Jerry.
So much reality, so little time. I'm going to have to get some more DVRs or something. I don't know. And add about 48 more hours to each day.
Yeah, I was going to say getting more DVRs doesn't solve time issues.
I know. So we'll see which ones stick. And
then, Jerry, you're probably not much more than a week away before you're going to have to start watching some hockey, too.
Oh, believe me, that won't be a problem at all. I am
so ready for
the hockey to start.
Have you started putting up your hockey stuff around the house and on your mailbox?
You betcha. And the commercials have already started, and I couldn't be happier. I am so thrilled that we are at least going to see a half a season of hockey. Go Blues. Long live the Notes. I am so happy to see hockey
go
again.
Go Wild. Crush the Notes.
Long live that Blue Note. It's going to be a good season.
Hey, I want to congratulate your wonderful state of Missouri for not showing up on the national map. It's one of the few states that hasn't been hit very hard by the flu. Have you noticed that when they throw up the states?
Right. Well, Rich and I did get our flu shot. And I'm surprised that it's we're surrounded by all the surrounding states are all hit. I don't know how we haven't been, but every surrounding state is affected, and then there's Missouri that isn't.
Yep.
How that happened, I don't know, but it probably will be soon, but like I said, I don't know how that happened, that Missouri is one of the last ones to get the big flu epidemic, but it's been bad. And if anybody hasn't gotten their flu shot, I would suggest that you do so, because I've talked to a few people that have had it, and it sounds horrible. I've seen some reports. As a matter of fact, this one may have come out of Minnesota, Paul. There was a young boy, I think he was only about 15 or 16 years old. He was a high school kid, played football in high school, and right after Christmas, he got the flu, and within like a week or two, he was dead. I mean,
we've had two high schoolers, two teenagers we've had a girl that's died as well. So,
Boston.
Massachusetts had 18 in like one day, and Boston's actually really getting bad. And I was thinking of Jess. I want to talk to her and you know, make sure that she stays away from people. But no, it's pretty bad. There are items. It gets transmitted so easily, and people that go out and go out to restaurants, they say don't touch menus. They say don't touch condiments, containers like mustard and ketchup containers. Don't touch soap dispensers in the bathrooms. Don't touch the lemon wedges that they hang on the edge of your drinks. Shopping carts, You know, you go in, you put your hands, wrap it around the, you know, the handle of a shopping cart. All these places are just potential for carrying tons of germs. So.
Yeah, I mean, almost anything, you know, get the hand sanitizer if you have to go out and, you know, go grocery shopping, take hand sanitizer with you, do whatever you can to protect yourself. This flu is a bad one, so do whatever you can to protect yourself and just wash your hands as much as you can. And whatever they tell you to do on the news, I mean, do whatever you can to try to avoid this one because it's serious. And when I heard those reports on the news about the teenagers, I mean, that just ripped my heart out.
Yeah.
You know, to have a healthy child, you know, in their teenage years and then with just getting the flu, I just don't get it. I mean, to have somebody that young and vivacious and healthy get the flu, and then in a matter of a week or two, they're gone. Just, I can't even fathom that. So, if you or your children, your parents, whoever hasn't had the flu shot, get out and get it. It's worth it. It's not that much money. And believe me, you'll spend that much money in, you know, cold and flu products if you get it, and going to the doctor and that kind of stuff. So get the flu shot, take care of yourself, and try to keep from getting it. It's worth it. So I'm trying to pass that one along because this is bad. So thanks for bringing that up, Paul.
You bet.
Anyway, I guess this is about a wrap. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And don't forget to join us on Monday for Manic Monday. We are going to have JoJo on Manic Monday. And I believe we're going to have someone from Biggest Loser as well. Let me check here.
Well, keep posted, everybody. I was going to mention this, and I'll do it real quickly. They had, as they go to break on The Biggest Loser, they actually had a quite extended little clip of Patrick House and what he's doing. And
Patrick House will be with us on Monday.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to have JoJo and Patrick House on Manic Monday, this coming Monday. So make sure you join us for that one at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. So
shut her down, Cherry.
It's that
time.
Time's
a ticking.
We're going to close it down with Ron, as I always do. Everyone, take care. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
I want to say again a special thank you to the girls from Survivor Philippines. Everybody take care. God bless. Make sure you join us on Manic Monday with Michelle Costa, Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. See you then. God bless. Good night, everyone. Take care.